your initial reaction when you found out that either, you know, there were trade talks or you had already been traded?
I was excited, excited for a new opportunity out here, going to a great team and a great organization, and it's an opportunity for a fresh start, and you don't find those very often in this football league. So when I initially heard, I was excited just to come out here and get things rolling.
Can you go back 3 years to the start or the run up to the 2011 draft, and what do you remember about the 49ers' interest? Did you meet with Jim Harbaugh at Missouri, and did you think that the 49ers were a possibility back then?
Yeah, initially, and you never really know until the draft happens, but we always had great meetings and great visits, and I visited here before the draft along with at Pro Day. And there was definitely mutual interest. It's a great organization to be a part of, and things didn't work out the way they did back then, but I'm here now and just excited to be a part of this football team.
When the 49ers came up at number 7 and you know, a Missouri guy was chosen, what was your reaction at that point?
Oh, I was happy for Alden. It's a great spot for him, and he's had a lot of success early on here, and it turned out well. I had some ups and downs in Jacksonville, but I'd like to say I learned a lot about myself and about this league that we're in. That's going to help me be a better player in the future.
Blaine, what do you need? You know, when you talk about just becoming a better player, are there specific things you want to focus on in areas of your game?
Just overall, elevating my level of play, and that comes with experience. That's come with repetition and practice. And I'm just going to come here, be the best teammate I can, learn the offense as soon as possible. Study my tail off to pick it up, just so when we hit the ground running in OTAs, I can speak the terminology and speak the language.
What kind of things seem very intriguing about Greg Roman's offense?
It's just very multidimensional, and what Coach Roman does and Coach Harbaugh, they put their players in the best position possible, and they use the talent that they have on the offensive side of the ball to exploit the defense, and they take that as a challenge week in and week out to put their players in great spots, and they're a fun team to watch, and they're going to be a fun team to play for.
Do you know Colin?
And
have you had an opportunity yet to talk with Colin?
What was that?
Do you know Colin Kaepernick very well, and have you had an opportunity since the trade to speak with him?
Yeah, we met each other through the whole draft process and at the combine, and I shot him a text after I was traded and just told him I was looking forward to working with them and helping this team any way I can.
Blaine, what intrigues you the most about being coached up by Jim Harbaugh, and what have you heard about how he coaches up quarterbacks?
Well, just the consistency that he's brought to this organization, having success with Alex Smith and now Colin. He's got a great track record with quarterbacks, and he's a guy that's played in the NFL for a long time and had a lot of success there, and he's just another asset that I can use to help myself get better and in return help this team in any way possible.
What do you do well as a quarterback? What are your strengths?
I like to say that I've had a lot of experience early on in my career, being with multiple different coaches, having a lot of different offensive systems, so the knowledge that I can bring from that standpoint to the quarterback room and just kind of be a sounding board for questions and being able to throw around ideas and help that room just get better as a whole.
Blaine, is it at all a blow to the ego that you're coming in? It is pretty clearly that, you know, the backup quarterback and someone like Kaepernick, who's chosen, you know, around later, is the guy who's entrenched?
No, I think you throw your egos aside immediately when you get in the NFL, because everybody starts at the bottom and you have to work your way up. And when I was traded here, I'm going to attack the position that I'm in. I can still compete every day and put my best foot forward. And like I said, by doing that, you're going to help this team get better.
You mentioned consistency as far as what Jim Harbaugh has brought to this organization. Is that something that you're looking for, that you may have lacked early on, that stability to kind of grow with one offense, with one coach, that sort of thing?
Of course, consistency is, I would say, essential to any player's development in this football league. And Coach Harbaugh, really the whole staff of this football team, they brought that here. And you've seen the results with that, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
Have you spoken to Alex Smith at all about just, you know, early in his career, he was with a different coordinator, you know, every season. Has he offered any advice to you?
I talked with Alex last summer when we were working out in San Diego, actually, and it was just kind of a unique deal what he went through. It was something that I had started going through and was going through at that time, and it's just really your mindset every offseason has to be the same. You have to attack it the same way, learning the playbook as if it was new, because it's going to be a new one this year. So I'm going to have to attack it the same way, learn it, and get it down, like I said previously, just so when you go into OTAs and the mini camp in June that you're not behind the eight ball.
There seem to be some similarities between you and Alex just in terms of size and athleticism. Is that something that you've ever noticed or the two of you have commented on?
I mean, you always hear the comparisons, but Alex is a great quarterback, and he's done extremely well in Kansas City, and he's a guy that you look at and you like to emulate yourself after, seeing the struggles that he went through early on in his career with all the changes that were going on around him and the way he's persevered through injuries and through all those changes to put himself in the best position right now and take their team to the playoffs.
Blaine, what led you and Alex to get together in San Diego? Or I'm sure perhaps there were other people there, but just how did that come about?
Actually, Chase Daniel, from him being in Mizzou with me and then going to Kansas City with Alex, kind of threw the idea around to come out there and train for a couple weeks with them in San Diego. And I had a blast working out with him and Alex and Drew Brees. And it was a great experience just to see how those guys work and how they prepare going up into the season.
Do you have an off-season growing? Do you have an off-season throwing coach?
I've actually been down in Tampa the last month and a half or so, working out at IMG. So we've been throwing down there and doing that. And then when I found out about the trade, I'm going to try and get out here as soon as possible just to get acclimated to the area and start working out at the facility.
What injuries derailed you last year? And has that been something that's been a problem for you the last two seasons?
They've been unfortunate injuries. I tore my shoulder up a couple years ago, and then going into last year, I broke my thumb and early on in the year, and then tore my hand up pretty bad week one. And they've just been freak deals, something that you really can't worry about too much, but my mindset going into this offseason, just put myself in the best physical condition I can to try and help eliminate those or prevent those in any way possible.
Brian, I'm sure you're well aware you've faced your share of criticism early on in your career. How has that, you know, if in any way, shaped you or affected you, good or bad?
The one thing you have to learn about criticism is you have to worry about the people's opinion in the building, the people that have a direct influence on you, and that be the coaching staff and the management of your football team. And that's one thing that I learned early on in my career, that those are the opinions that matter, and those are the opinions that you have to value. You can't worry about who's calling you one thing one week and the next thing the next week. You really have to worry about what your coaches think, what your teammates think, and how they're responding to you in the locker room and on the football field.
Hey, Blaine, coming from the spread offense in college to now transitioning to the NFL pro-style offense, what do you feel is the biggest adjustment for you that you had to make as a quarterback? Was it quicker reads, progressions? What's the one noticeable difference from the college game to the NFL that you had to deal with?
They're very similar. They're very similar from a concept standpoint, but the biggest difference is you're under center more in the NFL, but that's an ever-changing game. Teams are going more and more to the shotgun, because it does give the offense more opportunities to exploit some of the things that the defense does. So you see the NFL game changing and becoming more like a college game, but at the same time, you have your under-center run game, your under-center play action. So that was probably the biggest adjustment. And then going against, you're playing elite talent week in and week out, where in college you have some games that you know you're going to win. You will win, regardless of how you play. But in the NFL, the talent is consistent every week. The records may not show it, but every team has elite players, and they're the best in the world at what they do.
How much read option did you do in Jacksonville?
That was part of our game plan. We had it in our offense every week. And the same thing at Mizzou when I was there. It was always a part of what we did. And like I said, it just throws another wrinkle into the offensive game plan that makes the defense stay on their toes and makes them have to prepare for it.
Any familiarity with the pistol formation?
Yeah, we installed that last year, and that's just another branch off of the shotgun offense. Puts the running back behind the quarterback and really keeps the defense on their toes, because now the running back has a two-way go and the defense can't key on the specific direction of the run or the play action.
I imagine you must have watched some film of Kaepernick when you guys were installing that. Is that right?
We have, and I remember when Colin was in Nevada, and that was their bread and butter there. We played them 3 or 4 years ago when I was at Mizzou. We watched that, and that was something that we looked at installing, and it just adds another dimension to an offense.
All right. I think that's it.
Okay, thanks, Blaine. Appreciate
awesome.
It.
Awesome. Thank nice you.